Ladies and gentlemen, a 50 feet of rope, 20 feet of steel chain, sealed bandages over the eyes, ears, mouth, and other natural orifices. Would anyone care to examine the restraints?
Of course not.
Colonel?
No, not necessary, thank you.
As you wish. Are you quite comfortable, my dear? Then I shall conceal you from view. And we can begin. Friends, let us pray.
The Madness of Colonel Warburton by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Andrew Sachs as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Timothy West as Colonel Warburton, Eleanor Bronn as Mrs. Besmer, and Struan Roger as Mr. Besmer. The Madness of Colonel Warburton.
Welcome home.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Now, you had a bad journey. The train was late. No, the train wasn't late. You had trouble getting a cab.
Oh, not now, old man.
Yes, trouble with the cab, trouble with the cab.
Holmes.
And then you had to wait in line behind three other men. Then you had to lift your own suitcase on board. Three other men, that's dreadful.
Holmes, show me your arm.
And then lecture me, Doctor. I'm in too good a mood.
You're far too good. Come here. Now.
I'm cutting down.
Are you indeed?
5% solution. It's better than 7, surely. I thought you'd be pleased.
So, my dear, how is everything?
Now, James, I've already told you, stop fussing. It couldn't be nicer.
There's plenty to occupy you, then.
Well, I'm never bored, if that's what you mean. There are so many people to talk to. And there's always someone who needs my help.
Now, don't you go squandering your time on every lame dog, Elizabeth. I know what you're like.
Oh, squandering my time? Don't be foolish, James.
Oh, right, I suppose that's not really an issue.
No, not really.
Pleased? Good God! Oh, what's the use? You've heard it all before.
Well, that's true enough. Just as you've heard my reasons.
Holmes, just because you don't have any work, you don't have to poison yourself with that filthy stuff.
Yes, I do. My work is my oxygen. Take it away and I suffocate. I'm only alive and my brain has something to do.
And you're seriously telling me that cocaine supplies that?
If only I could make you see the clarity, the insight, the understanding. Without it, I can't live in your empty, everyday world, Doctor. It's like a prison.
Wasn't there anything while I was away?
Nothing of any interest. Sorry, Watson.
Oh, here. I brought up the post. There might be something.
Let's see. Nothing. Social invitation. Bill. Nothing.
Oh, what have you got?
Posted late last night in central London, but the writer lives out of town. A young man, well-educated, with firm opinions, and the matter's important but not urgent, because...
Because if it were, he would have sent a telegram.
Bravo, Watson, bravo.
Well?
Well, what?
It's something important.
Oh, yes.
Then it could be a case.
It certainly could.
Well, then, for the love of heaven, open it.
I can't do that.
Why not, for pity's sake?
It's addressed to you.
Oh.
Here.
Thank you. Oh, it's from Michael Warburton.
A friend?
A son of a friend. Well...
an acquaintance.
Yeah, my old CEO from the Berkshires, Colonel James Warburton. Retired now. This is about him.
Something's wrong.
So, everything's looking good, then.
Good. Good doesn't begin to describe it, my dear. It's simply beautiful, James. Heaven is simply beautiful.
Yes. Yes, I think you could say that something's wrong.
So, Mr. Warburton.
Lieutenant Warburton, Mr. Holmes. I followed my father into the regiment.
Very good. Now the facts, if you please.
But surely you've seen my letter?
If you please.
Very well. My father is Colonel James Warburton. He's a soldier of great distinction, a man of intelligence and honour, and the holder of the Victoria Cross. He is also absolutely convinced that his late wife, my mother, is communicating with him from beyond the grave.
A man's beliefs are his own affair, surely.
Not if they affect the lives of other people, Mr. Holmes. On the advice of my dead mother, he...
Go on, Lieutenant.
On the advice of my dead mother, gentlemen, the old man's planning to give away everything he owns.
To the regiment? Or to some charity?
No, Doctor, not to a charity. He's giving the whole lot to the couple who bring him the messages from his wife.
Of course, I'm sure it's her. I ought to know my own wife, man.
Yes, of course.
Besides, some of the things she says, no one else could possibly know them. Everyone here says the same thing.
Yes, I know. But even so, I mean, it goes against all reason.
You still have doubts, Sir Robert?
Mrs. Bessemer.
You still have doubts, but you were open-minded enough to come.
The colonel here was very persuasive.
We meet again on Saturday, Sir Robert. Come with an open mind and a clear heart, and there could well be a message for you.
For me?
We all have friends in the Land of Mist, Sir Robert. Companions, colleagues, loved ones. Will you come?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Does your mother actually appear at these seances?
My mother is dead, sir.
Well, then does someone purporting to be your mother appear?
No. As I understand it, there's just a voice in the darkness.
Who is the medium?
Her name is Mrs. Bessemer. It's her husband who runs things, that's all I know.
And you desire me to demonstrate to the Colonel that these Bessemers are frauds and the message is fake?
Exactly so.
Do you have any proof?
Proof? I don't need proof. Good God, surely you're not suggesting that this business could be genuine.
I have no data. Until I do, I prefer to keep an open mind.
An open mind?
The scientific approach, it's my way.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Holmes. Well, sir, it may be your way, but it isn't mine. Look, my father is besotted with the Bessemers. He insists on singing their praises to anyone who'll listen. His old friends, my friends. Dr. Watson, you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm afraid I do. The Colonel is making himself a laughingstock.
Exactly.
And you with him?
I'm not denied. But it's him I'm thinking of. His reputation, his good name. And beyond that, the honour of the regiment itself is at stake. I can't just stand by and let it happen.
I see.
So if you can't help me, Mr. Holmes, I'll find someone else to snap him out of this insanity.
Insanity? You think the Colonel's actually lost his mind?
I wish I did think that.
What do you mean?
If he were mad, certifiably mad, then he couldn't be held responsible for his actions.
And if there's no accountability, there's no shame, no disgrace.
Exactly.
The military mind. Fascinating. Ah.
What's the matter?
I believe we're about to experience a visitation of our own. Won't you come in, Colonel? It's a little unfriendly to converse across the room, though I understand you're accustomed to somewhat greater distances. I am Sherlock Holmes. You might recall my associate, Dr. Watson.
I know who you are. What has my son been telling you?
Father...
Be silent, sir. You've no idea what you're dealing with. Mr. Holmes, has my son actually engaged you professionally?
He's inquired after my services. I've given him no answer, as yet.
Excellent. Then we can consider the matter closed.
I think not.
I beg your pardon.
Lieutenant, I'll give you my decision in the morning.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
I'm not accustomed to being treated in this manner.
And now, good day to you both. Watson.
Yes, this way, please, gentlemen.
Dr. Watson, Mr. Holmes. Father, are you coming?
Colonel? Very well. Mr. Holmes, this affair has implications beyond your understanding. I suggest that you keep your meddling nose out of matters which do not concern you. Good day.
Well, well, well.
You were insufferably rude.
Yes, it's a useful technique sometimes. Well, what do you think?
Well, he's not mad. Just gullible.
And you've made up your mind on the case.
But, Holmes, the dead don't return in order to offer financial advice.
Perhaps not. We'll see.
Yes, sir?
It's all right, Rose. I'll deal with this.
Of course, sir.
Can I help you?
Mr. Bessemer, is it?
Maybe. Who wants to know?
Collins, Jonathan Collins. Perhaps I have the wrong house.
Well, that depends, Mr. Collins.
Well, I was told that you can put me in touch with someone.
Who told you?
A client. I work at one of the city banks. Perhaps if I give you my card?
Thank you.
Small establishment, but select. Perhaps you've heard of us?
I have indeed. Please, come inside.
Thank you.
My wife is a wonderful woman, Mr. Collins. A wonderful woman who's been blessed with a wonderful gift.
Well, so I've been given to understand, yes.
Who is it you have in spirit?
Beg pardon?
Who is it who's passed through the veil? Your own wife, perhaps? A parent?
Oh, I see. It's my sister, sir. Beatrice, taken from me by illness.
Oh, it must have been a terrible blow.
Unendurable, Mr. Bessemer. I wasn't present at the passing, you see. She called out for me, but I wasn't there.
Oh, distressing.
She wanted to say something to me.
A message?
Well, I can only suppose so, but I wasn't there. It's eating me up, Mr. Bessemer. What was the message? What could it have been? I have to know. Can you help me? Tell me you can help me.
We can help you.
Huh?
This is my wife.
Have no more fear, Mr. Collins. You've come to the right place.
Well, what happened then?
It was all disappointingly down to earth. For a trifling donation of 40 guineas.
How much?
Yeah, I'm invited to the next seance. 8 for 8:30.
The medium is secured. We can begin. If you'll take your places.
Yes, of course.
There were 6 of us altogether, not including the Bessemers.
Was the Colonel there?
Oh, yes.
Did he recognize you?
Please, Watson.
Oh, sorry.
Now, as you all know, we have 2 new members of the circle with us tonight.
Yes.
Mr. Collins here has recently lost his sister to the spirit world.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. You're very kind.
And Mrs. Fryer grieves for her daughter.
Jane. Jamie.
No, you mustn't grieve, Margaret. She's not taken from you. She's just moved on. That's all. You'll see.
Yes. Thank you, Colonel. Thank you all.
They come, as you all have come, in search of the great truth.
Amen.
Mr. Collins, Mrs. Fryer, friends, if you'll put your hands flat on the table.
Like this?
Yes, that's the way. Now, we all grasp the hands of the people next to us.
The circle of power.
Oh, yes, of course.
Holmes, this is the purest poppycock.
Is it?
Well, of course it is.
Now, for the benefit of our new friends, I must explain that even though she's isolated behind the curtain, Mrs. Bessemer is under our supervision at all times. The least movement will be felt in the control ropes tied to her wrists. Colonel, you have yours.
I have.
Mrs. Cole?
As safe as the Bank of England.
Very good, very good. Now, if we can all compose ourselves.
We all sat there with our hands touching. Mrs. Bessemer was out of sight, tied up behind her curtain. Then Bessemer reached out behind him and turned out the lamp. It was pitch black. Oh, my dear Lord.
It's all right, Mr. Collins. The power is upon her.
Mrs. Bessemer!
Don't be alarmed. This is perfectly natural.
Mummy? Mummy? Mummy?
Oh, dear God.
Is it really you?
Of course it's me, Mummy. Janie, sugar cane.
Oh, I used to call her that.
No, it is all right. It's all right.
Talk to her, Mrs. Fry.
Oh, yes. Janie, darling, are you all right?
Of course I am.
Oh, thank God.
Amen.
I have to go now, Mummy.
Oh, no, you mustn't stay here with me.
I can't, Mummy. They won't let me.
What? Who won't let you? What do you mean?
I try to come again, Mummy. If they'll let me. Come every week.
No. Something touched my face.
What? It was her spirit departing from the circle. You're very privileged to have felt it.
You're so lucky.
Let's compose ourselves, friends. I feel there's more to come.
Good evening, James.
Ah, my dear.
I have something for you.
What do you mean, Elizabeth? Something for me?
There's too much doubt in the world, James. Too many people have closed their minds to the truth.
People who should know better?
Yes. The power is strong tonight. Your belief makes it strong. Believe, James.
I do believe.
I bring you something for those with no faith. I bring you proof.
Elizabeth?
Don't break the circle. Stay where you are, all of you.
Oh, my God, look!
Dear God,
heaven protect us.
Keep calm. Keep perfectly calm.
There was something in the center of the table. Something darker than the darkness. A shape.
Holmes, what are you saying?
It moved. It was growing, stretching.
A trick?
It changed. It became a form.
Nobody move. It won't harm us.
No. No, she won't.
Oh, now, come on.
It was a figure, kneeling in the center of the table. There was something in her hand. She laid it in front of the colonel, and then she was gone.
I'm going to put the light on.
Mrs. Bessemer, is she all right?
My dear. Wait.
What happened?
This happened.
What was it?
What is that?
It's what she promised me. My proof. It's my wife's wedding ring. She was buried wearing it.
Well, Doctor?
What kind of human being robs a grave for profit?
You're convinced it was some sort of trick, then?
Of course it was a trick. You were in total darkness. They could have done more or less anything. Were there any other manifestations?
No, that was the grand finale.
Oh, Mr. Collins' sister didn't show up then?
No.
Oh, they hadn't had time to dig up enough details to make it convincing.
Yes, the same thought occurred to me.
Oh, so you're not completely on their side. Here.
Thank you. I'm not on any side, not yet.
I'm pleased to hear it. So, what will you tell the Colonel's son? Will you accept the case?
Oh, didn't I mention that? I already have. I'm going out. Don't wait up. Very well. Well. Fascinating.
Oi, you!
Wasn't that just a touch drastic, burgling their house?
I didn't burgle it. I didn't get inside.
No, only because you were nearly caught by the police.
Oh, give me some credit, Watson. I'm more than a match for a tired constable with a nagging wife and lumbago. Besides, he wasn't the reason.
Then what was?
The reinforced glass, the triple locks on the windows, and the case-hardened bolts on the back door. How Mr. and Mrs. Bessemer value their security. What are they protecting, do you suppose? Their lives?
Or their secrets. There's been a development.
Something happened while I was out?
A message.
From our client?
From his father.
Oh, another warning for me to back off.
Actually, the message was for me.
Oh.
Yes, the Colonel wants to see me. Tomorrow.
Gentlemen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your health, Colonel?
Frankly, Doctor, I'm sick and tired of hearing about my health. The Berkshires.
The Berkshires.
Thank you for coming. I wasn't too sure that you would.
Why did you want to see me, Colonel?
To ask you a question.
What question?
Do you believe that I'm mad?
No, I don't.
Then you think I'm deluded?
I think you may have fallen victim to some very clever tricksters.
But you've not actually made up your mind on the subject.
Well...
Good man. Now, listen, Watson. I have a proposition for you.
Splendid.
Oh, you think so?
Well, don't you? It means I don't have to risk the disguise again. You'll be there as a legitimate invited guest. Couldn't be better. What's your objection?
Well, suppose the Bessemers know who I am.
I'm sure they will. John H. Watson, the famous crime writer...
And biographer of a certain celebrated detective. If I walk into
their
house...
Why should they make the connection? You said the Colonel hasn't told them that I'm involved.
No, but even so...
You'll simply be there as a friend of one of the regulars and a possible convert. So why should they be suspicious?
I still don't like it.
Alerting the Bessemers isn't what's worrying you, is it? What's really wrong?
Well, you've already said it. The Colonel's invited me because he thinks I'll be convinced. He wants me to sing their praises in the Strand magazine.
And you can't see that happening?
Well, of course I can't. If I go, it'll be a betrayal of trust. I can't justify it.
I've been making some inquiries of my own. A little discreet investigation into the other sitters.
Oh, what were you looking for?
Oh, discharged servants, garrulous neighbours, relatives, given to gossip, any possible source for the Bessemers' private knowledge.
And?
And I found nothing. I need more inside information. Watson?
Open your hearts. Open your hearts and open your minds, and they will appear.
John. John. Can you hear me? John.
My God.
John, aren't you there? Speak to me, please.
Who is it?
Oh, John, have you forgotten me so soon? It's Mary. It's your wife.
The Bessemers are crooks. I want them stopped.
You have proof.
In all the years we've worked together...
Tell me what's happened.
They presented me with Mary. They had the damnable gall to conjure up my wife like some tenth-rate music hall act.
You saw her?
I saw nothing. I heard a lot of platitudes about love and faithfulness and heaven, and I felt... Well, never mind what I felt. And don't you dare ask me if it could have been real. I swear to you, on everything I hold dear, my Mary was not in that room. You believe me?
I believe you. Beyond your first name and your wife's, were there any other private details?
No, none.
Nothing they couldn't have discovered for themselves, then. Your names, even the very fact that you had a wife who died young, it's all a matter of public record.
Yes, but what about the other sitters? I heard things no one else could possibly have known. They all said it. It's their main reason for believing. So the Bessemers must be getting private information from somewhere.
There is another possibility.
There is?
Think about the atmosphere, the build-up, the expectation, the darkness, the tension. You must have felt it.
Oh, yes, I did.
And think about the others, the look in their eyes, the hunger, the need for reassurance.
You're saying they're more than halfway convinced, even before the seance starts?
And so they read more into the messages than is actually there, exactly.
Yes, that makes sense. It would help with the voices, too. They want them to be real.
And the result is instant faith.
Instant riches, too, at 40 guineas a time.
But I still don't know...
What's troubling you?
The ring. How did they do the ring?
Ah, yes. The ring.
Here we are, gentlemen. The Warburton Vault. It's been in the family for more than 10 generations.
And the late Elizabeth Warburton is buried.
And has been these 13 years.
How many people have a key to these gates?
Only the family.
So it wouldn't be possible to go inside the vault?
I'm afraid it's out of the question.
Ah.
I'm sorry your journey's been wasted.
Oh, my dear Sexton, it's been nothing of the sort.
Neither the ground nor the locks have been disturbed in a very long time. Capital.
The ring was a fake, then? A duplicate?
Evidently.
That must have involved a lot of work. Discovering the style, having it made, making sure it looked old and worn.
Our friends are thorough. Ah, I think we've arrived. Time for us to divide our forces.
If you come to see my son, Mr. Holmes, you should have sent word first. It would have saved you a journey.
The lieutenant is not here, Colonel.
He's at a regimental dinner in London.
Well, perhaps you'd be interested to hear of my progress.
I would not. What my son chooses to do is his affair. I'll have no part in it. Since I know that the Besmers are genuine, why should I be interested in your futile attempts to prove otherwise?
Why, indeed. Good day to you, Colonel.
Mr. Holmes.
Colonel?
Some truths are the better for not being dragged into the cold light of day. I ask you to remember that.
Colonel. What did you see on your walk around the gardens? Describe the house.
Well, only the central part is occupied. The rest seemed to be empty. Wasn't in too good a state, actually.
Any signs of repair work?
No, none at all. Not recently. What about indoors?
The same. Fascinating, don't you think? The servants were interesting, too.
Oh, you spoke to them?
I counted them. Tell Mrs. Hudson you'll be dining alone tonight. I have work to do. Watson.
Oh, you missed an excellent dinner.
Look at this.
Well, what is it?
A copy of the Colonel's will. His first will before the recent changes in favour of the Besmers.
Hmm. How did you get hold of this?
Well, it was simple enough to find out the name of the Colonel's solicitor. I went round to his office where
at
I...
At this time of night? Holmes?
Where I discovered him working late. He was delighted to see me, happy to reminisce about the time I saved one of his clients from the gallows, and only too pleased to do me a small favour in return.
Oh, sorry.
You know, you can be far too suspicious sometimes. I didn't need these at all.
No.
Now, read that.
Let me see. Well, it's unusual, but is it significant?
I think it's extremely significant.
You do? Why?
Get your hat. I'll explain on the way. Good evening, Lieutenant Warburton. My apologies for interrupting your dinner.
Oh, good Lord, man, never mind that. What have you found out?
I believe I can prove to the Colonel that he's being deceived.
You believe? Is your proof good enough to convince him or not?
That's hard to say. His conviction is very deep-seated. It's based on something far stronger than simply the facts.
But then that's exactly what you're counting on, isn't it?
What?
You don't want me to disabuse your father. You never wanted it. That's not why you engaged me.
What are you talking about?
You had to be seen to be taking action.
How would it have looked to the regiment if you just stood by and let your father give away his entire estate?
Are you making some sort of accusation?
It would have looked suspicious in the extreme. And so you came to me and engaged me to uncover the very fraud that you yourself were perpetrating.
Oh, this is outrageous.
The Colonel's house was the vital clue.
The house? What about the house?
Your father's will. His old will was quite specific. You were to inherit...
How the devil do you know what was in my father's will?
Knowing things is my business. You were to inherit the house and the land on condition that you never sell them.
Of course I wouldn't sell them. That house has been in our family for generations.
Yeah, now it's all but derelict. It would take a fortune to restore it, leaving you with nothing. You could say goodbye to your high life.
You're saying I cooked up this whole business just to get rid of the house?
You fed private information to the Besmers. You supplied the duplicate wedding ring.
You did everything in your power to make the seances convincing.
I've never set eyes on the Bessons.
What was your arrangement with them? What was your cut going to be when they sold the estate? What price did you put on betraying your father?
By God, sir! All right, that's enough. I've listened to you, now you can listen to me. There's not one single shred of truth in anything you've said. The thought that I would do that to my father. I have more cause to be grateful to my father than you can ever know. If you don't believe me, then let's go now. Right now to these Bessemers and see if they'll recognize me. And while we're there, I'll beat the truth out of them. Oh, I should have done that from the start. Well, are we going?
No. It isn't necessary. Lieutenant, you have my profound apologies.
What the devil was that all about?
I was wrong.
Well, I realized that much. But what's changed your mind?
Weren't you listening to him?
Well, of course I was. Oh, but you must have heard more than I did. What was it?
It's not important. The question now is, what do we do next?
Do we have to start all over again?
Of course not. I've solved the case.
You have?
Well, to be strictly accurate, Lieutenant Warburton solved it for me. But what now? Watson.
Oh, I know that tone. You need my help, but you're not sure if I'll go along with it.
Am I really that transparent?
Only to me. What is it? Another burglary?
I'm afraid it's something rather more upsetting.
You want me to go to another one of those damned seances?
That's part of it.
Part of it? Are you sure this time?
Quite sure.
You can definitely put a stop to the Bessemers?
Yes, I can.
Right. What do you need me to do?
Are you comfortable, my dear?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Now, if we could take our seats.
Yes, this is very good of you, Mr. Bessemer.
The Colonel is one of our greatest champions. Any friend of his?
The other night, when Mary came through, it was just overwhelming.
Same for me, first time.
But with all those others there, strangers. I mean, I just couldn't... You understand?
Oh, there's no need to explain, Doctor. It's an intensely personal experience. We understand completely.
No, it's really very good of you.
You're quite sure you want me here, Watson. I'd be perfectly happy to go, wait outside or whatever.
Oh, no, 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 Colonel, no, no. You're used to all this, I'm not. I'd be grateful if you stay.
Now, gentlemen, you have the ropes securely.
Perfectly.
Doctor?
Yes.
And you're quite satisfied with the restraints?
I'd have been perfectly content to forego all this,
oh,
Mr. Bessemer.
No, 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 no. That would never do. You must be sure that whatever happens, my wife is not directly responsible. Now, if you're both ready.
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 Excellent. Then I'll turn out the lamp. And if we link our free hands, then the circle is complete. Free your minds, open your hearts, and the spirits will come. They will come.
John. John. Are you there?
Answer her, Doctor.
Call her to you.
John.
Mary?
Oh, John. It's so good to talk to you. I've missed you so much.
Oh, Mary. Is it really you?
Oh, it is, it is. Oh, my dearest love.
It seems so fantastic.
Always believe, John. It's your belief that makes it possible. You do believe.
I want to. I want to so much.
I can help you believe.
How?
The power is strong tonight. Your faith can make it stronger.
What's going to happen?
Don't question it, Watson. Just do as she asks.
All right. I will.
Compose your mind. Empty your heart of all doubt and pain. Call to her.
Mary. Mary.
What happened?
Someone touched my shoulder. I felt it.
Don't break the circle. Can you still feel our hands?
Yes. Oh, my God, it happened again.
She's trying to materialize. Are you still holding the ropes?
Yes, yes. And again.
John, stay calm. Believe. Believe.
I believe.
Release your hands, my love. Come to me.
Where?
Beside you. Here. Can you feel my touch?
Yes. Yes.
Then hold me. Hold me as you used to.
Yes.
Now kiss me, John. Kiss me, my love.
I don't think so, thank you.
Now, what's going on?
Everyone stay calm.
Let me free!
Including you, please, madam.
You're breaking my arm.
No, I'm not, but you'll break it yourself if you don't stop struggling.
All right. All right.
That's better. I've got her, Holmes.
You underestimate yourself, Doctor. What you've got is all three of them. That's better. Magnesium flares have their uses, but they're hard on the eyes.
You're trespassing. You broke in like a common thief.
I'll be sure to mention it to the police when they arrive. Well, well, quite a haul. Two confidence tricksters and their accomplice.
If this is your idea of a joke, sir...
There's no point in pretending, Colonel. I know too much.
So, this whole evening was just a charade.
Colonel, I'm sorry. It was the only way.
You've made a big mistake, the pair of you. You're finished, Warburton. Now it'll all come out, your sordid little secret.
We'll ruin you and your worthless son.
I don't think so.
No!
Oh, give me the gun, Colonel.
Keep your distance, Holmes.
Colonel!
You too, Doctor. And you can spare me the pitying look. They were vermin. If you know everything, you know that.
I never said I knew everything.
Then, be good enough to tell me exactly what you do know.
I know that the Besmers were no more in touch with the next world than I am. And I know how they made your messages and your ring so impressively accurate. Their knowledge came from an impeccable source. You.
Go on.
We also suspect that you've been feeding the Besmers information on your various friends... before you persuaded them to come to the seances.
And that you gave a helping hand in the dark by releasing your control on the medium. Are we right?
Quite right. And do you know why?
Because the Besmers were blackmailing you.
I never realized what a relief it would be to have it known. I almost feel I should thank you.
Somehow, they discovered the secret you've worked for so long to keep hidden. The secret you've spent a fortune to conceal.
You really do know everything, then?
No. We know that this secret concerns your son. Beyond that, we know nothing.
My son... It was a foolish indiscretion many years ago. He's repented it ever since.
And you've successfully kept it from the eyes and the ears of the world.
Not just the world, Mr. Holmes. The regiment. Michael has a glorious career in front of him. If the news had become known, he would have been finished. And the regiment itself, it would have been tainted.
And the Besmers threatened you with exactly that?
In return for their silence, I had to go along with their preposterous lies. I had to convince friends, valued friends, of the wonder of it all. And, to my lasting shame, I had to profane the memory of my wife for the sake of their play-acting.
Eventually, you ran out of friends to introduce. The Besmers saw your usefulness coming to an end.
And they demanded my very home, a final payment.
And you gave it, at the cost of your own reputation.
What was that to me? Do you have a son, Mr. Holmes?
No.
Yeah. Well, perhaps if you had, you would understand. Look at this scene. Not exactly the glory of the battlefield. Hey, Watson.
No, Colonel.
No. Damaging to the regiment.
I'm afraid so.
Unless, of course, it was the work of a lunatic.
Colonel?
Someone not responsible for his actions.
Then the only blame would be on him. Don't you agree?
Colonel, we know perfectly well that you're in your right mind.
I take the liberty of disagreeing with you, sir. And I venture that this will prove me correct for the Berkshires and for my son! Was it difficult?
What?
Convincing the police that the Colonel was insane.
The Scotland Yard brain runs on predictable tracks. No gentleman in his right mind would kill twice and then put a pistol to his own head in front of witnesses. Therefore, he was not in his right mind, exactly as your Colonel intended.
Do you suppose he planned to shoot them anyway, even if we hadn't exposed the whole thing?
Why else would he have taken the gun? They'd driven him to his limit.
Will it have to come out? The blackmail, the family secret?
I don't see why it should.
Thank you.
Some truths are the better for not being dragged into the cold light of day.
Who said that?
A good man of my acquaintance.
Oh. Will you tell me something?
What?
Well, two things, actually. How did she get out of those ropes and chains?
It's a question of accumulated slack.
Accumulated slack.
The longer the rope, the easier to slip it off. The chain's the same. Actually, the hardest thing is stopping it falling off before you're ready.
You almost sound as though you're speaking from experience.
What's the second thing?
What was it Michael Warburton said that put you onto the solution?
Oh, that. I have more cause to be grateful to my father than you can ever know.
And that gave you the whole story?
Well, let's say it put all the other pieces into place. I'd considered that the Colonel might have been cooperating with the Bessemers, but I dismissed it. Why should he? It never occurred to me that he might have been protecting his son.
Until that moment?
Exactly.
Then it's a good thing that you did provoke him. I doubt he'd have said it otherwise.
It's true enough. Will you tell me something?
Of course, if I can.
Do you understand?
I'm sorry?
Perhaps if you had a son, you would understand. Do you?
Don't you?
Not yet. Good night, Watson.
Good night.
In The Madness of Colonel Warburton, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Colonel Warburton was played by Timothy West, Mrs. Bessemer by Eleanor Bron, Mr. Bessemer by Struan Roger, Michael Warburton by Jamie Newell, Sir Robert by David Bannerman, and Mrs. Fryer by Claire Corbett. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Madness of Colonel Warburton was written by Bert Cools, from a reference in the short story The Engineer's Thumb by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.